Off the Ball, GAA.
So you've got Garrod O'Connor, you've got O'Mara, you've got really good players coming in, right? I mean, really good players, not just okay players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
So Shane O'Brien joining us at the launch of the Electric Ireland GAA Higher Education and Camogie Third Level Championships with the hashtag First Class Rivals campaign. Your teammate Adam Hogan was on Off The Ball Breakfast recently talking about how Fitzgibbon is a great team, a thing in terms of building camaraderie and making friends with people you're usually playing against. Would you kind of echo that, Shane?
Yeah, definitely. It's a brilliant competition. Like you're getting to play with players that you wouldn't have got the chance to with your club or your county, obviously, from the likes of Adam and Clare or lads blowing Waterford or Tip. You know, you're getting a great chance to, I suppose, create a bond with them through the Fitzgibbon Cup that you wouldn't get with any other competition. So, yeah, it's brilliant.
And it must be kind of a funny one in that regard because you're familiar with their game and what they're capable of, and then next thing, all of a sudden, you're playing alongside them as opposed to trying to break them down.
Yeah. No, it's definitely different. Like, and I suppose you create a bond with them, and there's a friendship kind of formed in throughout the Fitzgibbon, and especially last year, winning it, you obviously create a more special bond with them. Like, but then obviously come April, May, June time, like it's switched and focus turns to playing against them. Like, so it's definitely a unique situation. Like, but it's cool as well.
When you're playing against them, then are you kind of going, "Ah, oh, geez, I know what you have in the locker there."
Yeah. No, look, Mir, I think like when you're so used to playing against these players and with them, like you kind of everyone knows what each player is about anyway. Like, you know, so it's not like someone's going to pull out a trick that you've never seen before. Like, you know, we all know what we're about. Like, so yeah.
Talk to us then about the success of last year in terms of Mary I and what that meant to you and then you guys as a group as well.
Yeah, so that was brilliant. Like, I suppose, unlike other teams, we probably weren't as star-studded with inter-county players. Like, there was a lot of names there who weren't involved in county panels, and I suppose it probably gave us a good chance to get a lot of training sessions in under the belt as a group together, that you might have got that opportunity if people were playing with county, and I suppose we're trying to release them back to colleges to get training sessions in and stuff. But yeah, it was brilliant. Like, we got a bit of momentum under the belt with the first win against UCC. And I think the competition is, momentum goes a long way when it's such a short run competition in 6 weeks. If you can get momentum in the first week or two, it goes a long way.
And how would you compare the systems then in terms of Limerick and then Mary I? Because obviously both highly competitive, but a different atmosphere, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely a different atmosphere. Like, you're in college with the Mary I lads, so you get to experience the whole college aspect and maybe going out with them after a match, and you're in classes with them the same day as you have a match and stuff, compared to, it's probably a more serious environment with the lads in Limerick. Like, you only meet them when they're training and playing matches, although it obviously is a fun environment to be in the dressing room and stuff, but there's definitely more of a kind of a laid back, relaxed environment in Mary I compared to the inter-county setup, I suppose.
And would you find yourself taking more of a leadership role in that capacity with the Mary I team?
I suppose, maybe unbeknownst to myself, you might. Like, you know, there's a lot of good leaders in that team anyway, from different counties who've experienced big days. So I suppose maybe unbeknownst to myself, but yeah, I don't know, maybe.
Not consciously anyways.
Yeah.
I saw the likes of your Limerick Ireland teammate Garrod Hegarty gave you big praise there last year, talking about how, you know, you were so young and that he was, quote, so far off playing intercounty hurling at that age. Not me saying it, but
yeah.
How do you find that kind of acclaim? Because obviously he's such a player and you're getting that experience with the likes of Garrod Hegarty week in, week out.
Obviously, it's like, it was brilliant to be a player to be able to look up to the last couple of years. Like, and he's a brilliant mentor as well. Like, you know, if you went to him to ask him any questions, he'd always give you a great answer. And it was obviously lovely to get that praise off him. But I suppose you can have to forget about it fairly quick when you're out in a few weeks anyway. Like, so you wouldn't be dwelling too much into it. Like, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But like, I suppose at the same time, given your rise and being in the squad there in Limerick, what do you kind of put that down to? Would you say it's the club or the underage structures in Limerick, or Kind of your own perseverance, a mix of the lot, maybe.
Yeah, it probably makes it a lot. Like the underage structures in Denmark are very good. It's been seen the last couple of years. Like there's great work being done in the academies, and that's definitely helped me a lot myself. My club, Kamalik, is great as well. Like they put in great platforms for people to be able to develop off. There's top class gym and top class coaches. So definitely the club plays a huge role as well.
And then in terms of back at Mary I know the pictures last year after you won, especially with the likes of Jamie Wall, were brilliant. What would you say his impact on the team has been?
Jamie has a huge impact on the team. Like so does Podge, his cousin. Like, and they're just brilliant fellas. I've alluded to it before. They're just so easy to get on with. They're really down to earth, and like they're understanding the lads in college. Like if a fella's on placement blowing dingle or something, they won't be giving out and asking him to come up training on a Tuesday night. Like they'll trust the players that they can do their own bit of work, and it definitely goes a long way that people can, I suppose, they can relate to the college student. Like, and everyone gets on with them, so it's yeah, they're great coaches too.
Do you think it's important that that's kind of to the fore, that there is that understanding that this is supposed to be enjoyable at the end of the day?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, and Podge and Jamie were the first people, who'd say, look, enjoy yourself after a win. Or, they're just very controlled in their manner of how they deal with us. Like, they're just, as I said, they're able to relate to us as college students as well as players who are trying to enjoy Fitzgibbon Cup. Like, I think that's something they managed very well last year as well.
Looking at the football side of things, there was obviously some new rules. Would you like to see some new rules in hurling if you could?
I don't know, maybe like an issue that's probably been brought up a lot was like, I suppose the pressure put on referees to like, the one referee to be able to see so much, and it's the fastest sport, in the world, like a field game. So it's probably a lot of pressure on referees to get calls right and stuff in such small, like I suppose small margin of time to get them right. Which, so I don't know, maybe just a bit more help for the referees. Maybe there's a lot of TMO or VAR in other sports, like maybe something like that could be added in as well in hurling. Be something, bring it on a bit more and probably modernise the game a bit too.
I'd love to see the reaction to a bit of VAR right in hurling. I don't know how that'd
Yeah,
go down.
I don't know, but like when you see the championship last year in Munster, like there's so many small calls, like that came down to a lot of games, like and when a team's putting in 6 months of work there prior to a championship game, and if a little bit of help from a VAR or a third official could come in, like that goes a long way for a team that their season isn't jeopardized by one missed call by a referee who's, it's not their fault really, like because there's such pressure on them, like
Yeah, no, it's a good point, especially considering, like you touch on there, like one decision in the grand scheme of things, you mightn't think it's that big, but geez, the game can turn on a sixpence in that regard as
Yeah.
well.
Yeah, definitely. Like, and as like Munster Championship, it's most games go to one score, like, so there definitely is times in the game where there's controversial moments or I don't know, whatever it could be, that they definitely could use some help, like, because as I said, it isn't fair on them to have to try and keep up with everything,
Definitely, and all ahead of you, as you say, in the Munster Championship and then hopefully the All-Ireland with Limerick. But Mary I and the Fitzgibbon first, what would it mean to go on and do the double?
Oh, be brilliant. Be brilliant. Like, there's a solid team there again this year. Of course, we're losing a few from last year, which have been big losses, but we're gaining some that are eligible from freshers last year. So, as well as we have a few transfers from different colleges. So, it's brilliant that I think we're up there in the competitive side of again this year. And hopefully, if we get a run of momentum again like last year, we can push on again.
Well, best of luck with it. Anyway, Shane, speaking to us at the launch of the Electric Ireland GAA Higher Education at Camogie Third Level Championships, hashtag first class rivals.